Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
So there are good headlines, and then there are problematic headlines. Every now and then, there's a really bad headline. And then there are the headlines that are just so absolutely creepy, so freaky, so problematic that we put them in their own category. Yes, we do.
Your car's seatbelt, safety miracle, or decapitation nightmare?
What is the connection between rain and farming? The answer may surprise you.
Heroin, sex, machine guns, flamethrowers, murder. There's no story here. We've just found that ratings go up when we say those words.
It's time for the worst headline of the day.
A second giant hole has appeared on the sun, and it could send 1.8 million mile per hour solar winds toward Earth. That's a headline. A coronal hole on the sun. By the way, that's not actually a curse. You could say coronal hole all day long. All day long. Say it in school. Go on, kids. Tell it to your teachers. Totally fine. Totally fine. And by the way, always good when I'm giving advice to the youths about how to speak to their teachers. That's how you know. Right now, your parents should be like, don't you do that. They should be like, Tony, if they're saying, you know what, give it a go. Let me know how it is. Awesome parents. If they're telling you don't do it, proper parents. See, there's a difference. They can send 1.8 million mile per hour solar winds toward Earth, according to the reporting, should hit planet Earth Friday or Saturday, could create auroras. The hole, the coronal hole, by the way, feel free to say it to your teachers, 30 times the size of Earth. Okay. Well, that is something. That is most definitely, definitely something. These things actually do show up as the sun engages in levels of peak activity. You know, it ebbs and flows. Does this little star of ours? Is it going to cause a problem? I don't know. Is it going to make things difficult in terms of communications? Is it going to interfere with satellites? Everything's possible. Just remember, there's nothing really we can do about it. It's the sun. The big yellow one's the sun. It's bigger than us. It's stronger than us. It doesn't care about us. It will gladly take us out and not think twice. So we all understand each other. That, to me, giant hole in the sun, worst headline of the day. Although it's kind of normal and is pretty fascinating. Coronal hole. Feel free to use it in a sentence or put it on a t-shirt. Coronal hole. Say it with me, Matt Bear. Coronal hole. Just go ahead. Oh, no. Nothing.
All right.
Just,
what's the word? What's the word?
The word is coronal hole.
Coronal hole.
Right.
Yeah. That right. Felt good.
So that's a good name for a band.
I think it is. Maybe right? A full coverage band. Coronal.
Yeah,
hole?
They actually tried to sing Coronal Hole Sun, yeah. But they just decided it had to be Black Hole Sun.
Yeah, they got sued by Soundgarden.
Right.
So sad. You don't mess with those guys. I've been saying it for years.
The struggle is real.
Right.
Very, very real. All right, I just wanted to see if Matt Bear would say it. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you for caring. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.